Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whenever you close your eyes and you think about Jesus, what image comes into your mind? What do you think about? Does Jesus have brown flowing hair? Does he have bright blue eyes? Is he smiling? Is he laughing? Is he frowning? What does Jesus look like when you close your eyes and envision Jesus? Does he look anything like this? This is an early church drawing, depiction of Jesus. This is how in the early church, and I think, what, 4th or 5th century, this is how they pictured Jesus. Does this one look any better? In the early church, Jesus had a tendency to almost be frightening, to be a little scary, if I'm really honest. Fairly intense. And he was that way in most art, all the way up until around the 16th century. The depiction becomes a little bit more friendly, but Jesus didn't laugh. He didn't smile, really, until the 20th century. So how do you picture Jesus? How do you envision Jesus? For some people out there, they kind of look at it like this. Now, this is called Buddy Jesus. Buddy Jesus was featured in a satirical film that was making fun of the church. Jesus pointing, winking, ready to go, telling you that no matter what you do, no matter who you are, everything's okay. He's got this. Jesus is just your buddy. And he's okay with everything. He's okay with no matter what you do, no matter what you say. So what image is in your mind? See, I think one of the scary things about that satirical film was just how close they got to the way some people think about Christ. Obviously, I don't think we're quite there. But there are several people that think, well, if I just do X, or if I just do Y, or if I just do this or that, I'm good. Or maybe that's not the image at all. Maybe our image is more upon Christ crucified, the servant who goes to the cross for our sake and for our salvation. When we come with all of these images and we come to our text this morning, we find a lot of our images kind of dashed against the stones. Because the way Christ comes in our text today is him sitting upon his throne. Christ the King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, in his full glory. Sometimes maybe when we envision Christ in terms of him being resurrected, we see him in his glory, but this is him descending from on high and separating the sheep from the goats. And that in its own right is quite a discussion. The sheep from the goats. You see, in the ancient world, a goat was something or somebody who just did their own thing, who went their own way. A lot of times it was kind of the symbol of kings and royalty, because royalty kind of blazed their own path. But even outside of that, it was also somebody who was ostracized from the community, who refused to follow any type of societal norms at all. And a lot of times were just off on their own, doing their own thing, but not really a part of the community, not really a part of society. On the other hand, you have sheep, which were known almost for the polar opposite. They were following. They followed their shepherd. Come rain, come shine, come no matter what, they followed the shepherd. That was what a sheep does. And so here's the imagery we're given as Jesus sits on his throne of judgment and separates the sheep from the goats. And notice the language that's used. And notice, and see, if we read this really quick, we can come away with an idea that's maybe not so Lutheran. It seems like Jesus is judging based on works, right? You did this, you did this, you did this. Or you didn't do this, and you didn't do this, and you didn't do this. But notice, he's talking to the sheep and the goats. To the sheep, they say, he says, you did all these things. You gave me water when I was thirsty. You gave me food. You ministered to me. But notice the sheep. The sheep don't even realize it. They were too busy following the shepherd to even notice that they were doing all these things. To them, they were just following the shepherd. When did we do these? When did we do this? But notice when he talks to the goats. Notice how the goats respond. They look back in upon themselves. When did we not do these things? We had a checklist. We were going through the checklist and we were trying to figure out and make sure we did all of these things, make sure we had just enough. They were doing their own things and they're still, even then, focused upon themselves. And just one more thing before we move on. Realize, look at where they go. The goats are sent off to a place that was not prepared for them. It was prepared as punishment for the demons, for the devil. It was not prepared for the goats. That's where they get sent. Whereas the sheep are sent to a place that has been prepared for them from the beginning. A place prepared for them from their heavenly Father. So if I was to throw one more image into the mix, if I was to give one more picture and try to find a place where all of these things kind of come together, where sheep and goats, where Jesus Christ in his sacrifice and his redemption, but also in his glory, all come together and meet at one place, it would be a picture of our baptismal font. Because that's where it all takes place. Paul tells us in Romans 6 that through our baptism we are buried with Christ. Our death is a death like his, and our life is a life like his. It's where we come as goats and we are created anew as sheep through the working of the Holy Spirit. And through the working of the Holy Spirit, given faith, we follow the shepherd. We follow the shepherd. It's not about, oh, we have our sinful nature. And it comes back every now and again. It kind of toys with our mind. Have we done this? Did we do this? Did we do enough of this? And that's that sinful nature that creeps in and kind of whispers in our ear. But in our faith in Christ Jesus, we follow the shepherd. We follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in following him, in being his disciple, and following where he leads, those things end up being done. As we follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that through him we have eternal life, through him we have salvation. As we follow him, that's what this is all about. We are sheep. We are the children of God. And we follow our good shepherd. We follow Christ the King, our Lord. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.